People in Elizabeth City are debating a proposed monument, and the outcome could have international implications. The statue would commemorate a top-secret World War II program that trained Russian aviators in Elizabeth City. Russia's offered the monument as a gift, but local leaders have backed out of an agreement to accept it. Jay Price reports.
Bed and breakfast owner Rick Boyd stands in a downtown art center looking at a model of a bronze monument that he hopes will soon grace the Elizabeth City waterfront.
It is just one of the most beautiful pieces of art that I've ever seen.
In a heroic style that evokes Frederick Remington's rough-hewn Western art, three flyers, American, Canadian, and Russian, look off into the distance.
And then there's the airplane coming out of the water.
The monument honors a World War II program called Project Zebra. Americans trained hundreds of Russian flyers in amphibious bombers that they then flew home to fight German and Japanese submarines. Almost a year ago, Elizabeth City approved a deal with the Russian government to accept the monument as a gift. But in a surprise move, a city council with new members has torpedoed the deal, with some saying the city shouldn't associate with Russia. Here's part of the discussion at a council meeting last month.
Previous council gave their word to another foreign government, and I'd be embarrassed, to be honest with you, to go back on that word.
You're talking about the hacking government?
The hacking government that council member and ex-pro football player Johnny Walton refers to as Russia.
Some people say it'll be dumb not to do it. I say it'll be dumber to do it.
Some locals back the council majority. Hezekiah Brown, a professional arbitrator and mediator, questions the timing of the Russian offer, given U.S. intelligence agencies' conclusion that Russia tried to interfere in the U.S. presidential election.
You can't deny the fact that the politics are involved somewhere. You know, you got the 2018 election coming up.
One reason the Russians didn't propose the monument earlier could be that Project Zebra wasn't declassified until 6 years ago. The project began in 1944. The U.S. was making amphibious bombers for Russia and needed somewhere to train more than 300 Russian pilots. M.G. Crissy is the author of a book on Project Zebra.
Elizabeth City was selected because it was both a Coast Guard base, but more than that, it had huge airfields that could take these planes. It also had the waterways nearby that they could practice and take off.
Crissy says there were cheerful culture clashes when the Russians visited shops downtown and were surprised at things like being able to buy as much ice cream as they wanted. Some townspeople, meanwhile, were briefly taken aback at how loud and close up the Russians talked, but figured out that it was a harmless cultural difference.
The town was remarkable. It essentially were cheerleaders and provided these crews things they wanted and needed. It was actually an amazing team effort.
That's what the Russians say they want to honor with the monument. And supporters say if Elizabeth City turns them down, it could have an unexpected consequence. It could hamper international efforts to search for missing U.S. troops. That's because a joint U.S.-Russian commission that supports those searches helped broker the monument deal. The commission's U.S. chairman, retired Air Force General Robert Fogelsong, says its work could be hobbled if the Russians are offended by Elizabeth City's decision.
Potentially, the Russians could deny us the opportunity to go into the archives. Or they could deny us the opportunity to come and do site work.
U.S. researchers hunt through Russian archives for clues about MIAs who, for example, went missing in the Soviet bloc during the Cold War, or who were shot down in Vietnam, where missile crews had Russian advisors. Fogelsong said his counterpart in Russia is watching to see how the debate over the monument plays out.
They have put considerable resources into this, and in a sense are out on their own limb.
Monument supporters in Elizabeth City have collected more than 500 signatures on a petition, and local tourism and VFW officials are also trying to get the city council to reconsider. Fogelsong says if they're not successful, it's unclear if the Russians would try to find another site or ditch the monument entirely. Jay Price, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.